We learned this morning in the Gemara, Pesachim Pei Dalet. The Gemara says that we know there's a din of eating Korban Pesach, you have to eat the Basar. It has to be Dafka, not more than a Ben Shana, from 8 days and on. A Gdi, a sheep. What's called Basar? Legabi the din of Achilas Korban Pesach, and Legabi the din of Noisar. It's only called Noisar if you left over the Basar. So the Gemara says, Gidin are also called Basar. Gidin are sinews. Now the Gidin, we're not talking about Gidei Tzava, which are very kosher. Those are not edibles. Those are Eitz Ba'alma Zogdashi. We're talking about the other Gidin, other sinews. Those white veins, the sinews that might not look so edible, and so tasty, and so appetizing, are B'lamaisa Shein Basar. Now the Gemara says as follows, the Machlokes the Shlok Sheb Yechonam. Gidin Shesoifon Lahakshois. If you have Gidin that are going to turn hard like Eitz, but currently they're still good. Just in this, if this animal is going to become older, the gdi eventually, these gidin are going to turn into gidin koshos. So what's the status of these gidin currently when it's still soft and edible? So gidin shesurf in la'akshas, Rabbi Yechanan says, nimnin aleyem, you can use it for Korban Pesach, for achilas bosa, and the shlokah says you can't. And the Gemara explains, the Yisrael Machloikas says, Rabbi Yechanan says, nimnin bosa hashtaz linon, you look at now. And the shlokah is mechadish, that bosa besoif az linon. Today it's Basar. Today it's already called Basar B'Seif Azlinon. It's a Chisson in the Shem Basar. That is the Chiddush of a Shlokish in the Sugyim Peidalad in Pesachim. So I saw the Birke Yosef. He says a Gevaldige Tzustel that he brings up a question like Abi Esrik and the Achronim Shtel Tzu the Sugyi, which is a Gevaldige Chiddush. The Birke Yosef in Tofesh Memches says, let's say you have an Esrik that is a Shir Metzumtzim, exactly the Shir of a Beya. Exact shear that's supposed to be. And in the middle of Yontif, it shrunk. It shriveled. Mishmushayad, whatever the reason is, happens. So if it was an esek mitzumtzum, and now it was became smaller than the shear, what would it then be like after the first day? Do we say that it's kosher or not? So the arachim, they want to tell too, that just like we say, that Gidin, you go Basa Soif as lean on it, even today it's a Chisar and Shem Basar, so Melo will be Chisar and the Shem Esrik even today when it's a Shia Metzumtzim, when it is the right Shia of a Beya. That is the Chiddush of Samachoinim Wanesh Teltu. Now the reason why it's a big Chiddush is because over here it's a Din in Achilas Basar. You have to eat Korban Pesach. So the question is, it's not a Shem Basar because it's Soif Lahakshois. It's Hetish Kain Achilas Basar. Over there it's a Din, you have an Esrik. I have a Shia Esrik, it's a Beya. Every day is independent of one another. Tomorrow's Esrik Shir, Chodesh mit Hind. Tomorrow maybe I won't be Yoitza. What does today's Shir have to do with tomorrow's? Just because we see Basa Soif in one Sugya, why would that be compared to the Basa Soif over here? Now, oh, very good. So the Achronim Taka say, Bishlema by Schach, we Taka find Schach Aroy L'Shiva Be'inon. That means if you have a Schach, that today is kosher, and tomorrow it's going to be nisyavish or nismayit, so there's a tzad that today it's not a good schach either, because roi l'shiva b'inon. But by esrik we don't find roi l'shiva b'inon. By esrik it's every day is independent mitzvah. By schach we taka find it. By schach taka will be azat zushtel, that maybe today will be chisorim, because roi l'shiva b'inon. That's fakir. Over there taka it's roi l'shiva b'inon. Over there taka it would be al shem soipa, because you need the etzim roi l'shiva. It's taka, it makes sense why it's a chisorim today. But Gidin itself is a chiddush, but a component is a tzad like that of Roy L'Shiva Binon. So once it's a tzad like that in the Gemara, so by Ischach I can see why there's a chisorin today because Roy L'Shiva. Gidin is a chiddush because L'maisa today it's a Shem Basar. But by Esrog, it's definitely every day is independent. And what does tomorrow have to do today? As a matter of fact, the Chazanish goes so wide. The Chazanish in Ksimen Kuf Mem Ches, he says, if you have an Esrog that is a Shir today on the first day, and if it became Nitzamtim the Shir, less than the Shir Beya, you also yoytzu that esrog. Why? Because it shouldn't bakum Hashem esrog. The esrog is already esrog. It's not going to hinder the fact that today it's smaller. Because it's already Hashem esrog from the first day on. That's the chiddush of the Chazanish. Even though it got smaller. And at the time you're using it, it's lacking in the shear. But since on day number one it was the shear, that is not taken away. It's not removed. And it's Hashem esrog remains. Akaponim, that's the chiddush of the Chazanish being punk faket. Opposite of this tzad that the Achronim want to shtel to the sugya of Birkei Yosef. Akaponim, that is the chiddush that we find the Gabi shteling to the sugya of Esrog, like to the sugya of Pesachim Pei Dalet, the Gidin, Shesoif and Lahakshoyis. Tehei Nishmosra.